Good morning.
There's a lot of talk about whether or not there's anything that happens at the conventions that people should be paying attention to. Why do you think that people should pay attention to the convention, or do you think they should pay attention at all?
Oh, I absolutely think they should pay attention to the convention. This is when our party is going to show what it stands for and why we support these candidates. And so I think this is the time of all times that you should pay attention, because we've come together now and the message is congealed, and we're really ready to go. We're geared up.
Is there a buzz about any particular topic or person at all since you've been there last night?
Well, I got here Saturday morning, and I had received my 4:32 a.m. email from Barack Obama telling us that Biden was his new vice president. So, of course, we were all buzzing about that, and most of the delegates with whom I've spoken have been just really, really happy about that. So I think the big buzz right away was what a great choice that was, and that just shows that we're right about our candidate being a guy of good judgment.
Any disappointment at all about Hillary Clinton not being the running mate?
You know, I'm with a few Hillary delegates from Wisconsin and often, and I haven't heard anything about that. Everyone is so ready to get our candidate elected that I haven't heard anything about it. There's a few delegates I've seen on the mall who are wearing Hillary T-shirts, but they're covered up with a shirt over it that says Obama Biden. So sort of like the Hillary stuff is underneath the surface, but the Biden and Obama messages is just really right on top.
I heard your little slip of the tongue there, the old Biden. That's become the new kind of amalgamation of the two names, hasn't it?
Well, out here it sort of is, and we've seen some T-shirts that call us out here the Obamarado state. So I don't know. It's crazy here. There's Obama everywhere. So we're really just loving it. We happen to be sharing our hotel with Illinois delegation, which makes it even more fun, because the Illinois, which is obviously the home of Senator Obama, these people are really geared up. And so we're seeing celebrities like Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. hanging out in the lobby, and we're having just a lot of fun doing some celebrity political spotting, if you're into that kind of thing.
Obviously, the goal for this week is to propel Barack Obama in the best way possible into the home stretch of the campaign. Anything else going on this week that you hope the Democratic Party accomplishes in Denver?
Well, I just hope that the Democratic Party shows the country that our party is ready to lead, and I think that will happen. I mean, I think that the way the message is coming across now with Barack Obama really demonstrating to people the importance of the economic issues and how our party will move the country forward, I really believe that this week that will come together.
Christine, we're out of time this morning, but we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Terry.